There's a lot of finger-pointing going on between John Swallow and Sean Reyes.
I've done everything I can to stay completely positive in the campaign, and I have. But on the other side, it has just been brutal. The things that I've read, the things that I've heard people tell me.
Well, we haven't gone negative. I mean, we've been extremely above board in everything that we've done. However, on the other side, it's become extremely negative.
Both are competing to be the next Utah Attorney General in a race that has generated some bitterness in recent weeks, with each accusing the other of being behind false attacks.
This Democrat-controlled Ute PAC, they hit me with a smear piece at the convention. Now think about it. There were only two candidates, me and my opponent. Why would this Democratic PAC hit me and not hit my opponent? They either think that I'm a stronger candidate in the general election, or they think that my opponent lines up more with their views than I do, and they don't want a conservative in office.
What I'm complaining about is his super PAC and the super PAC that the John Swallow camp has employed to the tune of, you know, $100,000 or more. And so, you know, while he complains about a Democratic PAC, he's going to stand there and employ the very same device to come after me.
Swallow is no stranger to the Attorney General's office, having served as Chief Deputy AG since 2009. He was also elected to the Utah House of Representatives in 1996.
I served 3 terms in the state legislature. I won 3 elections there. I lost a very narrow race to Jim Matheson by 0.5 points.
On the other hand, Reyes wants voters to know he has never been a politician. Instead, his experience comes from working 15 years at the largest law firm in the state as a small claims judge and president of the Minority Bar Association.
The skills that I bring are substantive legal skills. From within the courtroom, from leading other lawyers, from leading other organizations.
Both men proudly declare themselves conservative champions of the law, but their views on what the state's highest priorities should be are slightly different.
The biggest issue that I really have the most passion for is developing access to our public lands so that we can, again, create jobs and create revenues so we can start to say no to the federal government when they give us money.
Sitting down at Lamb's Grill in downtown Salt Lake City, Swallow explained if elected, he would expand on much of the work Mart Shurtleff has already started. However, when it comes to immigration, they have different views.
I won't be as proactive on the immigration issue as Mark has been. I'll leave the policy to the legislature a little more, and I'll enforce our laws.
At the Venture Outdoors Festival in Mill Creek Saturday, Sean Reyes met with voters and laid out his top priorities if elected.
One is to protect Utah citizens and families, protect them from violent crimes like gangs and drugs and cyberbullying. My second priority of equal importance is to protect the business community. People who lie and cheat and steal in the business environment have to know that they're going to get prosecuted. The other is to represent the state of Utah against the federal government when the federal government overreaches and overregulates.
Reyes adds if elected, he would keep the state's power in check as well.
In our zeal to protect children, and I want to be clear on the record, I think crimes against children are the most heinous crimes imaginable. But we can't let the pendulum swing so far the other way that we allow the state to prematurely remove children from their homes and their parents.
Whichever candidate wins the June 26th primary will go on to face the Democratic candidate, Weber County Attorney D. Smith, in the general election. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.